There's no such thing as perfect. I know that. But it doesn't stop me from fluffing the pillows on the secondhand sofa, meticulously arranging the tray of fresh veggies and dip, and lining up each clipboard on the coffee table in a straight line, setting a blue ballpoint pen on each one. The papers clipped to the boards explain everything the ladies, who are coming to my home party tonight, need to know about joining this fun and exciting new venture. I need to work on that wording. It sounds a little too salesman-y, and that isn't what I'm after. I'm trying to share this amazing business opportunity with my friends so they can reap all the same benefits as me. Okay, that sounds equally pitchy.
Mom!
Ruthie shrieks, running into the kitchen where I'm adding ground beans to a pot for decaf coffee.
Olive's trying to scare me!
At 8, Ruthie has perfected melodrama. I don't mind. I like seeing my youngest daughter express herself. After so many years of burying our emotions, I'm here for this. Olive, 12, enters the room rolling her eyes.
I wasn't trying to scare you. I was just being honest.
I twist my lips, flipping the coffee pot on. Honest about what?
Olive told me to go to the basement, and then when I was down there, she turned off the lights and said there are ghosts. Is that true?
I lift my eyebrows.
Olive, stop it. You're working her up for no reason, and I need you both on your best behavior tonight. The party is going to start in 5 minutes.
No one's even here yet,
Olive says, dipping a carrot in the ranch dressing. I walk to the living room, peering out the window. No cars are pulling up, but I see a black sedan parked down the street. My throat goes dry at the sight. It has been pulling up there every night for a week. Not wanting the girls to see me worry, I turn to them and shrug.
I think it's different here than it was at Garden Temple. Here, women have lots going on with their jobs, families, errands.
It seems like everyone I talk to mentions being overwhelmed. It's a new concept for me. I grew up in a place where there was always time, long, never-ending stretches of it.
Which is why having sister wives is smart, Olive says, twisting her long blonde hair in her fingers.
Her words sting. I didn't fight so hard to escape only to have Olive consider our old life preferable to the one we have now. But I don't let my irritation show. My daughter needs time to get over the indoctrination she grew up with. Olive sidles up next to me, looking through the window out at the neighborhood. It's a far cry from the compound. Here there are green grass lawns, SUVs in every driveway, street lamps glowing down on the street, making sure everyone and everything is seen. There are no secrets here. Everything is out in the open. It's why I moved to this home 2 months ago, leaving the run-down apartment we'd been at for the year after running away. I was determined to move my girls from the shady apartment complex, even if it meant we were house poor. Rent is more than half my paycheck. Which is why I've started this home business. Wellness is a line of wellness products, created by a woman named Elle Christopher. Organic, essential, and life-giving products. At least that was what Anna, the woman who signed me up for this business, claimed. After I tried a cough syrup when Olive came down with a bad cold, I was hooked. The products sell themselves, truly.
Sister wives may be good for lots of things, I say, pushing away my feelings.
I miss Lydia and Beth so much it hurts.
But not everything.
Olive purses her lips, acting like the preteen she is, and shrugs.
It's better than this. It's boring here.
I exhale, frustrated with her. Children are a blessing, but... my God, are they stubborn.